This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour, after a bitter election, how do we overcome deeply personal political divides?
You think Trump is a divider?
Yeah, oh yeah. He's a big promoter of hatred in my eyes.
See, and I don't feel that way at all.
We spend time with one grandmother and granddaughter as they talk through their differences. They also share advice on how to weather the holiday season with family members who have totally different views.
It's not worth dividing a family or ruining a relationship just because we don't agree on something in politics.
Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mexico has been hit hard by the COVID-19 pandemic and its economic fallout. The country's celebrated filmmakers have helped raise money for those who've lost jobs in the industry, one with a rich history and with recent remarkable international success. Jeffrey Brown traveled to Mexico City earlier this year before the pandemic and continues his series on Mexico's art scene tonight and the next two nights as part of our ongoing arts and culture coverage, Canvas.
An introductory class at one of Mexico's top film schools. This is the renowned Centro de Capacitación Cinematográfica, or CCC, in Mexico City. Today, young students are learning the finer points of camera work, audio, scripting, scene building. It's a school that keeps enrollment under 200, but faces high demand, due in part to the stunning success and increased international profile of Mexican directors, three in particular, Alfonso Cuarón, Guillermo del Toro, and Alejandro González Iñárritu, who together account for five of the last seven Best Director awards at the Oscars.
There's always the expectation of success.
Alfredo Loaiza is the director of the CCC. Yeah.
The Shape of Water, it was like 600 applicants. Right? And then the next year, it was like 500, you know? And then Cuarón, and it's like 550, you know? So sometimes people are very appealed by the flashes that they think comes with the job.
But Loaiza, who's also a graduate of this school, is more focused on making sure students find their own voices.
Some of them, they do want the expectations. They do want to win an Oscar or want to be recognized in the streets or working with Sean Penn or whatever. But some of them are really comfortable with the kind of movies that are made here.
It's a bit of a paradox. Enormous success for Mexican filmmakers, the so-called Three Amigos, but largely achieved after they left Mexico. And until Cuarón's Roma, about the life and struggles of a domestic worker in 1970s Mexico City, none of those recent Oscar-winning films were set here. Fernanda Solorzano, one of Mexico's leading film critics, says the success of the Three Amigos led to a renewal of Mexican cinema, but at some cost.
Many people only think of them when they think of Mexican filmmakers. And there's a new generation, maybe two generations already, of filmmakers that have made good movies that don't have that spotlight.
There's a thriving film culture here in Mexico City. We met Solorzano at the sprawling Cineteca Nacional, a hub for Mexican and international cinema, where 10 theaters show films that often can't be seen elsewhere. It's also a shrine to the rich history of filmmaking here, with facilities for delicate restoration and digitization, as well as archive vaults that house thousands of old film reels. It's a reminder of what's called the Golden Age of Mexican cinema, between the 1930s and 1950s after the Bloody Revolution, when the nation's film industry produced more than 100 movies a year, like Fernando de Fuentes' Vámonos con Pancho Villa, reaching audiences throughout Mexico and beyond. But at big box movie theaters around Mexico City, work by Mexican filmmakers can be hard to find.
Some audiences sometimes would rather pay a ticket to see a Hollywood film because they know that it's going to be entertaining or entertainment. Right. And they're not sure about the Mexican film. So that's a thing we have to overcome as audiences.
Part of the problem in a country overwhelmed with violence, poverty, and corruption is subject matter.
Many people reject going to a movie and watching what they see in the news every night. So it's hard for people to have a weekend, you know, like they want to enjoy. And so it's a tough sell.
Action!
Fernanda Valadez is one filmmaker addressing the serious issues directly. A recent graduate of the CCC, her first feature film, Identifying Features, won a pair of awards at the Sundance Film Festival earlier this year. It's a gut-wrenching story about a mother in search of her son who's disappeared on his way to the U.S. Valadez acknowledges the challenge of showing films like hers in Mexico, but is firm about their importance.
It's part of our reality. Film and art in general can be enjoyable in a way. It's not entertainment, but can still be enjoyable because you have an emotional connection through art.
She says the success of The Three Amigos has paved a path for Mexican filmmakers. There's now even an expectation at international film festivals.
It's like being perhaps an American that goes to the Olympics and, oh, it's American, so it's a good athlete.
Yeah.
So for filmmakers, if you're Mexican, oh, you must be a good filmmaker if you're Mexican. But then every generation wants to make something different, of course. It's good for us to think about doing films in Mexico, and perhaps our generation can change that.
Thank you. Mexico's most famous directors remained active, working on new films, with a new generation already finding its own success. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown in Mexico City.